More than 1 year after the remnants of Hurricane Ida swept through New Jersey, some families returned to homes that lacked heat and hot water because they could not afford to live elsewhere. WNYC's Karen Yee reports on a FEMA housing program that's helping far fewer families than advocates say it should.
Soon after Ida hit New Jersey, FEMA distributed money to help more than 10,000 of the state's residents find short-term housing for 2 months. But for most families, the help stopped there. While FEMA offers a program for disaster victims to get up to 18 months of additional rental assistance, fewer than 200 residents did.
We had to come back to the house. We didn't have hot water or heat yet.
38-year-old Stephanie Hosgood stayed at a hotel with her husband and 3 children until they ran out of money and had to move back to her flooded-out home in Manville.
We felt like we really just didn't even have a choice.
She says she didn't even know she could get more help or where to apply. Megan Merteris is with the New Jersey Organizing Project, which helps disaster victims.
They never knew that this rental assistance existed or were never offered the opportunity to apply for it. They went back into unsafe housing, and that's where they continue to stay till this day.
FEMA says it doesn't know how many people applied for additional rental aid, but the same program during Sandy helped nearly 5,000 New Jersey families.
The amount of primary homes that were impacted by Ida is actually very, very comparable to the amount of primary homes that were affected by Superstorm Sandy. And yet we are not seeing the same response that we saw during Sandy.
43-year-old Marianne Morris says the extra rent help would have kept her from falling into debt. She's now back in her Manville home with her 8-year-old daughter and no kitchen.
My daughter's like, I want your scrambled eggs. And are we going to be able to make cookies for Santa? That's really tough. The holidays are coming.
New Jersey lawmakers say FEMA should immediately reach out to these families and make sure they get the benefits they're eligible for. Residents who received initial assistance can still apply for the extended rental aid through March. Karen Yee, WNYC News.